بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا ايها الذين امنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافه صدق الله العظيم My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, many times we talk about being dindar. Who is a dindar person? The notion, the image, the view, the opinion that generally we have of a dindar person is somebody who's making his namaz, he's making his ibadat, goes for hajj, he's fulfilling his fara'id, perhaps he's got a kurta, got a beard, and the sister has got a parda, a cloak. We regard them to be dindar. In reality, dindari is far beyond that. Dindari is not just certain actions that we do, but it is not just the zahir that we are displaying, the clothing that we have, the libas that we have. There is no doubt the zahir of a believer is extremely important. The fara'id, the ibadat that he is doing through the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is of utmost importance. But being dindar goes beyond that. Being dindari means, and it demands that a person must use his eyes correctly, must use his tongue correctly, his hands, his limbs, his dealings with people, his transactions must be according to Sharia. He must be honest, he must be upright, he must be truthful, he must be loyal, he must be genuine, he must be sincere. His interaction with people, his behavior at home, in the workplace, in public. How often we find that outward of the person, mashallah, is exactly what we known as to be dindar, the notion that we have. He's got the outside right. But we find that in the workplace he's abusive. He uses vulgar language with his workers. Or sometime a woman in parda, she gets involved in some wrong. But immediately we see, look at these people, they're supposed to be dindar, but look how they're behaving. So dindar is not just certain rituals that we fulfill, certain acts of ibadah that we have in our life, but it is a complete package that comes into our life. Udkhulu fi silmi kaffa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has addressed the believers, O believers, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, udkhulu fi silmi, enter into Islam kaffa, completely. Where Allah wants us to use our eyes, where He wants us to use our eyes, how He wants us to use our eyes, and like that our tongue, our ears, our limbs, our body, our hands, our feet. Then we have to bring that according to how Allah has commanded us to. The zahir, the external and the internal, the batin also. Our mu'amalat, mu'asharat, our akhlaq, all this together, this makes a dindar person. That is why the hadith we have done so many times. Imagine exactly what we feel. Dindar person is the one who reads a lot of salat, gives zakat, a lot of charity. Perhaps he does some welfare work, social work. We call him a dindar person. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam once asked the sahaba, Manil muflis. Who is a pauper? Who is an insolvent person? And sahaba said, Man la dirham lahu wa la mata', the man who's got no possession, no money, he's a poor person. Nabi Sallam said, no, al-muflisu fina, according to Allah, and according to Sharia, according to Deen, a muflis is that person who comes with abundant, excessive salat on the day of Qiyamah, a lot of charity, a lot of zakat that he's given, a lot of hajj, a lot of ibadat he has done, yet he has not fulfilled the rights of people who will come one after the other and demand their rights from this person. And all his hasanat will be given to them, his good deeds, until when his good deeds become complete, finished, exhausted, in faniyat hasanatuhu, then there are still so many people waiting, demanding their rights. They will say, oh Allah, he saw me in the world. Safaka dama hadha, wa shatama hadha, wa akhada mala hadha. Ya Allah, he usurped my wealth. Ya Allah, he used harsh words against me. And Allah will give those people all his good deeds until his good deeds come to an end. Then those people will have their bad deeds now thrown onto him. ثُمَّ تُرِحَ فِي النَّارِ. Now he's got no good deeds left and only bad deeds, and he'll be thrown headlong into Jahannam. May Allah protect us. Deendar is not just the external that we may have, which is excellent, we should have. Sunnat beard, libas, which is according to Sharia. Many times we do these few acts. Sometimes we give some donation to some masjid, madrasa, some institution, and we feel that now we have done everything and this is sufficient for us. If Allah wishes to accept that and make our najat in the akhirat, it is His prerogative. Allah wishes He can do that. Nobody can question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah wants from us, and deen dari demands that we should bring all these aspects, internal, external, all together into our life. Then we are called a deen dar person in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, respected brothers and sisters, we can all make an introspection of our own lives. Don't worry about the next person. Our own life. Look at ourselves. We know exactly, we have to be honest, genuine, sincere, how much deen dari I have in my life after what I explained. My salat, okay, alhamdulillah, to some extent I'm reading my 5 times salat, my tilawat, my dhikr. But when I go out of the masjid, out of the home, I may casting lustful glances at a woman. Am I flirting with women? Am I getting involved in zina? Allah forbid. Am I doing haram actions? At that time, the person's ilm also, Allah forgive us, he could be an alim also, student of deen, a scholar. But sometimes he gets into temptations that ilm also goes on one side. Person, see, he's a deendar person, see what he's doing. So he was deficient in all those aspects in his life. Therefore, he's not a deendar person as yet. We all have shortcomings in our life, deficiencies. So what is important for us is now to get rid of those deficiencies, those wrongs in our lives, and try to become full deendar. Full deendar. Deendari must come into our lives. Complete iman, complete Islam. We must enter into Islam completely. So for this to happen, and to make taraqqi in our lives, in our Islam, we can see how fast and how rapid time is moving. Half the year is gone. Islamic New Year has already begun. Before we know, Muharram will be over. Time is not waiting for any person. We spoke about it a few weeks ago. The time has come now for myself, all of us. Many of us have ta'alluq with mashayikh. And we are proud. My ta'alluq was Hazrat Maulana so and so, and that buzurg, and that person. That is not sufficient. Many people feel, if I sit in one majlis or meet one alim or take bayat to a sheikh, overnight my Islam must take place. If Allah wishes, it can. But this is not the normal system that Allah has. We have to have azam in our lives. Azam means a firm resolution, determination. Not just an arzu or an umid. I wish I can change my life. That's just a desire. It has to be a firm determination. And I have to take that bold step. I have to plunge into the deep water. I have to find the right sohbat. I have to sit in the right person's company. I have to attain sound, good, proper, authentic Islamic knowledge. Not just the things that come in social media, you press any button, any person just sends anything, goes viral. Half the time it is baseless, not even authentic. And we just carry it away, we sway it with whatever comes into the internet. And we know, and people have been speaking about it. We're not determined to get our ilm from the right person. Somebody who will guide us correctly. Somebody who's not after our pockets and our monies and our dunya. The person is sincere, he wants to guide us towards Allah, towards akhirah, towards success. So we have to find the right people, sit in the company, gain the proper sound Islamic knowledge, have that firm determination. As a Tanwir rahmatullahi alayhi, Hakim al-Ummah, when explaining about ilaj means remedy of our spiritual maladies, the wrongs that we're doing, sins, gunas. So he says that some mashayikh of the past, they used to prescribe a certain type of remedy, which outwardly, it is quite difficult. In other words, take for example, a person has pride in him. He's got pride, he's got arrogance, he's got ujub, vanity in him. He thinks of himself to be very superior and everybody else is inferior. He walks with a strut, he walks with pomp, when he talks, his discussions, everything, he's the center of attraction always, and he wants that name and fame, and he looks down upon people, and he talks as he wishes, he mocks people, ridicules, he doesn't care about any person. Ghamtun nas, he thinks of people to be haqeer. Now, ilaj of pride in the past, then they would make this person, when he was genuine and sincere, he wants to take this pride out of his heart, they will make him do things now in public many times that would belittle himself. In other words, he'll be humiliated in front of others by doing such a menial task. Perhaps he has to take the broomstick and now sweep the masjid, or clean the masjid, or the toilets, or the wuzu khana, and everybody is looking at him. So at that time, all that pride now is going to be destroyed. But this is a difficult one, where a person now, the sheikh has to, gives him such a remedy, an ilaj, that he has to wipe out, annihilate all his khayishats, his desires. It takes a long period of time. And sometimes the person gives up, he feels like, I cannot do it. So then what happens, the ilaj is not done, and he goes back to square one, and he still remains with the sickness. He says, others have given an ilaj that go into solitude in khalwat and make zikrullah all the time. Of course, you read your salat, etc. But majority of the time you will be making zikrullah in solitude alone. Those days they had khanka, so the person goes into the khanka entire day, zikrullah, Allah, 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 to rid all these sicknesses. As the Tanwir says that so many of the people are businessmen, they are working class. Where are you going to have the time to sit in solitude and make zikrullah the entire day for a long period of time? He says, Allah Ta'ala inspired me then, and with an easy, easy, easy ilaj. And this is for myself and for all of us. Such an easy ilaj. And inshallah, all of us must make a concerted effort to do this, inshallah. He says, what is the ilaj? Tawbah. Anybody gets, what do you mean tawbah? Common question. We make tawbah of a sin, and after a few days, suddenly we fall back into the sin. We make tawbah and we go back to the sin. Then we feel, and shaitan makes us feel, what's the use making tawbah? See, you cried, you made so much tawbah, you promised, and then you went back to the sin. Leave out tawbah, don't make tawbah. This is what shaitan wants. Why? Because when a person is genuine and he's sincere and he makes tawbah and Allah forgives him, he becomes the beloved of Allah. This is what shaitan does not want to see. He doesn't want the ummah or mankind to be forgiven and pardoned by Allah. He wants others also to go to Jahannam with him. Many others he wants to join him in Jahannam. He does not want to go alone into Jahannam. So he cannot stomach. That is why in Arafat, Muzdalifah, we mentioned those riwayat. On those days, Allah Ta'ala forgives all the hujjaj. Shaitan is so humiliated, he takes sand and he throws it on himself and he curses himself. He cannot stomach Allah forgiving so many people, so many hujjaj, millions of them. So shaitan makes us feel like we don't waste your time making tawbah. Ramadan time you cried last 10 days, now see you going back to all your sins and vice, just leave it out. Hazrat Thani Rahman said, no. The moment you commit a sin, now this is the ilaj, this is the prescription. He says, go and make wudu. That's the first thing. After making wudu, of course it mustn't be a makruh time, or a time you cannot read nafil. Go and read 2 rakats nafil. So you made wudu, and you read 2 rakats nafil. After that you make tawbah, you cry to Allah Ta'ala. Genuinely, sincerely. He says, zara zuban, or dil ko harkat milao. Ya Allah, I'm making sincere tawbah. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Your tongue and your heart. Bring that into action, into motion. In other words, now you have to feel that nadamat, the regret of having committed the sin. You must abandon the sin. And now make that pledge and promise to Allah, you will not resort to that sin. You won't go back to that sin. He says, after doing this, and as we have mentioned so many times previously, that again, if you do fall into that sin, the exact ilah that was prescribed, go back, make wudu, 2 rakat namaz, again make tawbah. Even if it's 100 times, but do it. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah said, I've seen this amongst many people who I had prescribed this ilaj to, after some time, in fact not a long time, in a short period of time, they had brought this change in their life. Because it's not easy, each time you sin, you're going to make wudu. Many of us want to keep the wudu from Asr to Maghrib to Isha, with one wudu. We don't want to break a wudu, feeling hard, especially if it's winter and it's cold areas. So each time you're going to make wudu, each time you're in 2 rakat namaz, all this has an effect. It has an effect on the person. And now it brings the reality of tawbah and nadamat into him. And Allah Ta'ala is seeing that this person is taking this path now. And this prescription. You see, it's not difficult to make tawbah. All you do, you make wudu, 2 rakat namaz, and sincere tawbah. Inshallah, he says, you will find that you will now be among those people who Allah Ta'ala forgives, and you will become closer and closer to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. You will not go back to those sins again. You will not go back to those sins. So Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala wants from us to turn to Him at all times. Nobody is perfect. Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam wa ma'asoom. Allah Ta'ala blessed them. Allah gave them the special quality that Allah had forgiven them. Any things they did, Allah had forgiven them completely. They committed no sins. They were ma'asoom. They were forgiven by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah's special mercy was upon them. You and I, we will slip. We will make mistakes. But we will rectify ourselves. And that is why, again, the importance of tawbah, and this is the remedy we have prescribed, we were given by Hazrat Thani Rahmatullahi Alayhi, who was Hakim al-Ummah. He said, asan, asan ilaj, bohat asan. Make wudu, 2 rakat namaz, and beg Allah Ta'ala for, and make sincere tawbah to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. After some time, those sins that we were doing, and we made tawbah in this way, they will disappear completely. And then he says in the explanation of yubaddilullahu sayyati hasanat, which generally we say that Allah will turn the person's bad deeds into good deeds. One explanation he gave, he said, then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, after the taqaza, the demands of sin, that of committing sins that he had first, now that will be transformed into the taqaza of doing good deeds. Now the desire will be in him, I must make zikr of Allah Ta'ala. I must make sure I read my salat. I must fulfill the people's rights. I did that person down. I must go up to him, make amends, ask him for forgiveness, pay him back his loan. Whatever goods I have taken back, I must pay for what I have taken from him. I must pay him back. I involved myself in some fraudulent dealings. I must go back and make amends and ask for forgiveness. All those good qualities will come into him. Now he's coming into udkhulu fi silmi kafa, into complete deen. Now he'll be regarded as a deendar person. May Allah Ta'ala make all of us deendar persons in the true way, external and internal. We all are weak. So don't just look at one or two people who we regard as deendar and we will find their fault. See, because we do not want to practice on deen, so we make that an excuse. See these people, this parda woman, see what they're doing. So now the woman, because she doesn't want to come into parda, she finds that parda woman doing something wrong, she will use that as an excuse not to practice on deen. That is incorrect. That is the dhokha of shaitan. And of course, the woman in parda, she must make an effort now to bring full deen into her life. It's not just the external, but the internal as well. Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Fisad durus sharif. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم لغناكم مع فرما ولخطاكم مع فرما يا الله forgive us completely my Allah يا الله هم نادم هي أن شرمندا هي الله يا الله we committed too many gunas in our life. Every day we commit sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are disobedient slaves, my Allah. Make us obedient slaves, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, hamari dilo ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Ya Allah, forgive us completely, my Allah. Give us that himmat, ya Allah, to abstain and refrain from all type of vice and evil, ya Allah. Ya Allah, help us to make correct tawbah, my Allah. Sincere tawbah. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq, ya Allah, of eradicating all the spiritual maladies that we have, my Allah. Allah, make us become naik and salih, ya Allah. Ey Maliki Kareem, grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, change, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Give us the sweetness of iman, the sweetness of dhikrullah, the sweetness of tilawat of the Quran. Allah, give us the sweetness of tahajjud, my Allah. The sweetness of sajda before you, my Allah. The sweetness of begging from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the sharr of the shirreen, from the fitna of the fitteen, from the hasad of the hasideen, from the ghulam of the zalimeen. Protect the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Help the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Guide the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, give us halal and tayyib, rozi, my Allah. Give us plentiful, my Allah. Because use it correctly, my Allah. Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, Allah, grant them shifai, kamil, adil, mustaqir, da'im, my Allah. All the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, grant the family sabri jameel. Allah, give us more to iman, my Allah. In the condition that you are most pleased with us. Allah, give us more to Madina Sharif, my Allah. Bariyal in jannatul baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah on the day of Qiyamah. The holy kosher water from his mubarak hands. Allah, make us enter Jannah without any hisab kitab, my Allah. Protect all of us from the azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. From every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes, our children, our grandchildren, our progeny, my Allah. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabeen, maqbuleen. Allah, whatever hajat our brothers and sisters have tonight, my Allah. Allah, we have raised our hands. We are only begging from you, my Allah. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'eed. Allah, we ask you by your ismi a'zam, your asma'ul husna, your sifat al-ula. Ya Allah, that you fulfill all our hajat and needs. Ya qadhi al-hajat, ya dafi al-baliyat, ya hal al-mushkilat. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-hamm, mujib da'wat al-muttarrin idha da'uk. Rahman al-dunya wal-akhirah wa rahimahuma. Farhamna fi hajatina kulliha, biqadaiha wa najahiha. Rahmatan tughnina biha an-rahmati man siwak. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما يا الله the blessed day of Ashura is coming my Allah grant us the barakat of the day my Allah help us to keep our rosas also my Allah ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين. The 9th of Muharram has begun, so tomorrow is Friday. Of course, we'll hear the details in the bayans, but people normally ask the question about fasting. So you keep tomorrow, that is Friday and Saturday, or you keep on Saturday and Sunday. You will keep two fasts. So you can keep three fasts also, 9, 10, and 11. But for us, we are weak, so we keep 9th and 10th. So keep tomorrow and Saturday. And if you could not keep tomorrow, then keep on the 10th, that is Saturday and Sunday. Simple as that, inshallah.